Let's move on. John Wesley. Boy, that old Wesley. The circuit riding preacher. I mean, he'd get up and preach so loud, he didn't even need a PA system. He'd stand up on a rock and preach to thousands. And the Great Awakening! England and turn back to God. The man who shook two continents for Christ. John Wesley. The founder of the great Methodist religion. Of course, the pastor of the Methodist church in Tempe is a sodomite, but, you know, don't confuse me with the truth. The point is here, John Wesley, that great fundamentalist preacher, that great man who preached about being filled with the Holy Spirit. Well, he wrote a book. And in John Wesley's book, the title of the book is called The Perseverance of the Saints. And in this book on the perseverance of the saints, the whole book, the entire book, is a book about why you can lose your salvation. The whole book. It's the whole subject. Every chapter, every word of this book by John. And I'm going to read you some quotes from it. On this authority, I believe a saint may fall away. That one who is holy or righteous in the judgment of God himself may nevertheless so fall from God as to perish everlastingly. Those who so effectually know Christ as by that knowledge to have escaped the pollutions of the world may yet fall back into these pollutions, go back to worldliness, he's saying, and perish everlastingly. Those who are sanctified by the blood of the covenant, Wesley said, may so fall from God as to perish everlastingly. A child of God that is a true believer, for he that believeth is born of God, while he continues a true believer, cannot go to hell. If a believer makes shipwreck of his faith, he's no longer a child of God. And then he may go to hell, and certainly will if he continues in unbelief. If a believer may make shipwreck of the faith, then a man who believes now may be an unbeliever sometime hence. Yea, very possibly tomorrow. So he's saying you can be saved today and unsaved tomorrow. That's what he says. And then he says this. But if so, he who is a child of God today may be a child of the devil tomorrow. That's kind of like my kids. Hey, today they're my kids. Tomorrow they might be your kids. Next week they might be somebody totally different's kids. What kind of sense does that make? The Bible says, beloved, now are we the sons of God. And it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he... Now listen to me. Didn't Jesus say that in the final judgment, he's going to say to the unsaved, depart from me, I never knew you? But he says you could be saved today and unsaved tomorrow. You could be a child of God today, a child of devil tomorrow. Now, look. This is his book. It's a quote from the book. Get the book. John, if you don't believe me, John Wesley, Perseverance of the Saints, the whole book is why... You can lose your salvation. Obviously, his arguments are garbage and twisting scriptures. For God is the father of them that believe, as long as they believe. But he said that if you go into the pollutions of the world, like going into sin, that just shows you didn't believe. You know, and you're going to perish everlastingly. He says, but the devil is the father of them that believe not, whether they did once believe or not. Now, let me prove that wrong again. John 3:18. Are you listening? Here's the Bible for you. John 3:18. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. That's past tense. It's not that he used to believe and now he doesn't believe anymore. It says he has not believed. Because once you believed, you're saved eternally. Paul said to Timothy, if we believe not, talking about himself and Timothy, yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. He can't go back on his word. Even if I were to have a lapse in faith, hey, I'm born again. The Holy Spirit's inside me. I'm sealed in the day of redemption. I've been passed from death to life. You can't lose your salvation. But, now listen to this. Now everyone that believes loves God. Now is that true? According to what we read earlier in 1 John? No. Everyone that believes loves God and therefore has everlasting life. Everyone that believes is therefore passed from death unto life. Shall not come into condemnation. He quotes that verse that he's passed from death to life and shall not come into condemnation. And then he just adds these words on the end. If he endureth in the faith unto the end. Now that, the Bible doesn't add that. The Bible just says you shall not come into condemnation. You're passed from death to life. Period. But then he adds, well, if you stay faithful all the way to the end. So you'll never know, according to him, you'll never know if you're saved until you get to the end of it all. This reminds me of a book.